Hello and welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the Oilers finally clinching the home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. With that, we will be looking at the three Oilers who will need to step up in the playoffs. Plus, we will have our first ever Ghost of Oilers Pass. All that and more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Brett Holden. Almost said my name was Locked On, but I am Locked On to the Oilers along with you. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen. We are available wherever you find your podcasts. And yes, we are going to first talk about the Oilers finally clinching that all-important home ice advantage in the first round of the NHL playoffs. It's looking like the Oilers will probably be playing the Los Angeles Kings, but the Vegas Golden Knights did end up taking the game into overtime against Dallas, so that meant Dallas could not clinch a playoff spot and officially eliminate that means that the Vegas Golden Knights still have a chance to make the playoffs and slip into the playoff spot. But this isn't about the Vegas Golden Knights. It's about the Edmonton Oilers. And last night, the Oilers won what some people are calling their best game of the season, a 5-1 victory against the, well, let's be honest, the probably team that the Oilers are trying to be in the future, at least kind of the model after, especially that Sidney Crosby was Connor McDavid's idol growing up and coming into the NHL. And yes, the Oilers did end up winning 5-1 against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Massive game for the boys as, well, you could put on two hands how many Oilers had probably potentially their best game for this season, and for one Oiler, probably their best game as an Edmonton Oiler. Let's start with that Edmonton Oiler as he made his step up to the first pairing. As yesterday we did talk about which Oilers will need to step up in Darnell Nurse's absence, and Brett Kulak ended up being that guy. Not a lot of people, well, especially me, didn't expect him to be as good as he was last night. As really, as I mentioned yesterday, Brett Kulak's kind of that quietly confident defenseman, that quiet defenseman who just really suppresses the opposition. But he wasn't quiet last night. Last night, he had 21 minutes and 7 seconds of ice time, second on the team to, Cody Ceci. Cody Ceci was another defenseman who stepped up in Darnell Nurse's absence. We all kind of knew that that would have to happen for the Oilers to be successful, and it did. It certainly did. Cody Ceci, Brett Kulak, top pairing, and it worked. Potentially, depending on how Darnell Nurse or where Darnell Nurse is in his recovery on his lower body injury heading into the first round of the playoffs, that may be your first pairing going into the first round of the playoffs. He also got an assist on the empty net goal for the Oilers, as the Oilers scored like two empty net goals. One was brought back on just because of the second offside goal that the Oilers had. They had two goals brought back because of this phantom offside. Nah, Ryan McLeod was offside on Evan Bouchard's second goal of the game. Yes, Evan Bouchard almost had two goals last night. The Oilers defense really had a big game, and Evan Bouchard was another one of those guys. He scored the first goal of the game, had the second goal of the game, unfortunately was brought back along with Evan Bouchard. Duncan Keith was his defensive partner there. Duncan Keith had 5 block shots last night for the Edmonton Oilers. We did talk about how Duncan Keith is second in the NHL's history in block shots. He was tied with his former defensive partner, Brent Seabrook. So, I mean, if you're Evan Bouchard and you're Duncan Keith's defensive partner, pretty good omen for him. Also, we will stick with the defense. Well, defensively speaking, as Mike Smith, the goaltender, who suppresses the offense. That's where I'm going with that. Mike Smith had a terrific game. He has won his ninth straight for the Oilers. We talk about how inconsistent quite often the Oilers' goaltending can be, but recently it has been a strong suit. The Oilers need that to continue, especially going into the playoffs, but Mike Smith making a heck of a case for why the Oilers fans should feel comfortable with him in net. On top of that, Mike Smith also had 33 saves in last night's game. Once again, massive game for Mike Smith. Massive game for the Oilers' defense and their confidence in their defense. They were 4-for-4 on the power play, or on the penalty kill, rather. They killed 4 power play, Penguins power plays. Lots of P's in that sentence. Yes, 4-for-4 on the PK. The Oilers' PK has looked strong. However, if we're still talking about the special teams, the Oilers' power play hasn't been as strong. They were 2-for-2 in the third period against the Penguins last night. That was big. It is very big for their confidence. Zach Hyman with one of those power play goals as well. Good to see him back on the score sheet. As well, let's talk about that scoring, because Evander Kane kept his scoring bonanza alive, as we mentioned in our predictions of the week a couple days ago, that I think that Evander Kane will end up finishing the season with 25 goals in half of a season, which is very impressive. And with his goal last night, he is sitting at 22 with 2 games left in the season. He needs 3 goals. Can it happen? Will it happen? We shall see. Speaking of, 3 goals. Connor McDavid set up 3 goals last night. A goal and then 3 assists for Connor McDavid. That is his second game against the Pittsburgh Penguins this season, where he had 4 points. In fact, the game earlier in the season against the Pittsburgh Penguins, he also had a goal and 3 assists. So put that together, that is pretty impressive. 2 goals, 6 assists for 8 points in 2 games against the Pittsburgh Penguins. We will take that any day. Connor McDavid he certainly is the best player in the world. He is now sitting at 122 points on the season, on a night where Austin Matthews, I know oil country, you don't want to hear that name, on a night where Austin Matthews scores his 60th goal of the season, Connor McDavid matches what is already an incredible feat with his 122nd point of the game, or point of the game, oh my goodness, 122nd point on the season. And when you're looking at, Connor McDavid is already having a career year. When we're sitting there talking about the Hart Trophy, you got to think about the fact that Connor McDavid is consistently the best player in the league, and he's pushing his own limits. He is making himself better. He is making his point totals better and heading into the first round. Obviously, this win against the Pittsburgh Penguins was massive for the Edmonton Oilers. A lot of people, a lot of Oilers, I should say, said after their game, in their post game, rather, Evan Bouchard said it. This was a big game. They really wanted to get home ice advantage, and being able to get it against a team like the Pittsburgh Penguins is massive. One last note that I did want to get to in regards to Brett Kulak. Jay Woodcroft, when asked about Brett Kulak, he said he was excellent. Excellent. Those are the words you're looking for. If you're a new Oilers, and especially if you're looking for a new contract, Brett Kulak certainly stepped up. The entire Edmonton Oilers team stepped up for that game last night in Pittsburgh. It is big for them to go into the playoffs with some confidence. 2 more games left for the Oilers, both of them at home. The next one will be on Thursday when they take on the San Jose Sharks. Then after that, immediately on the Friday, they take on the Vancouver Canucks. Once again at home, the last 2 games of the season. We shall see if the Oilers do step up. We will see also if Philip Broberg or another defenseman is called up. This does throw a little bit of a wrench into what may be the 11-7 deployment, as we did talk about yesterday, seeing if there is a defenseman that is called up with Darnell Nurse up. But with the defense of the Oilers playing as a committee, strong altogether and really putting up a strong, strong showing, we shall see if the Oilers defense is the does step up, if they do step up in the playoffs. And speaking of stepping up, we need to take a look at the three Oilers who absolutely need to step up in the playoffs. But first, I want to tell you about HelloFresh. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Get farm fresh, seasonal produce and easy to make recipes delivered right to your door every week. Ingredients travel from farm to your doorstep in under a week, so they always arrive fresh, all without a trip to the grocery store or the farmer's market. HelloFresh has fit and wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritious meals that you can feel good about, with six recipes per week to choose from, including low-calorie and carb-conscious options. Customize your favorite dishes with their new Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or side for another, upgrading for a more luxe experience, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. That means you get more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you. Go to HelloFresh.com/LockedOn16. That's 1-6, and use the code LockedOn16. Once again, that's 1-6 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That is HelloFresh.com/LockedOn16, 1-6, and use the code LockedOn16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Whew. My goodness, I could use that. Yes, let's talk about the three Oilers that need to step up in the playoffs. Excuse me while I reach for my notes here. But I do have three players, well, three entities, I guess. Three entities, including the all of them Oilers, or all of them players, rather. And I do have a little bit of an honorable mention. They have been better recently, but it needs to be improved on and more consistent if the Oilers want to succeed in the playoffs. My first Edmonton Oiler that needs to step up has been an Oiler that has stepped up already going into the playoffs, and that's Mike Smith. We just talked about Mike Smith having going into, or well, after last night's win against Pittsburgh, 9 straight wins for Mike Smith. Great, great on paper. He has looked great over the last couple of games. 33 saves last night for Mike Smith, and he has really made the Oilers defense feel confident. I don't want to say in making mistakes, because you never want to make a mistake when you're out on the ice, obviously. But when you do make a mistake, you do want to have that confidence in your goaltender that he will bail you out. And so far, Mike Smith has done that. However, and this is a big however, Mike Smith, when we look at the playoffs, not only last year, but against the Chicago Blackhawks as well, the year previous in the bubble. I know we only played one game in that, but it was a game that the Oilers really needed him to show up in, and it just really did not set a good precedent for the rest of the series. Last year in the playoffs against Winnipeg, we all know how that went. The Oilers did get swept in 4 games. Mike Smith was in net, well, was the goalie of record for all 4 of those games. He had 12 goals against in those 4 games. Oh. That is, I mean, when we're talking about the Oilers needing somebody to step up, needing that defense to step up, and with that Oilers needing to defend by committee, 12 goals in 4 games isn't exactly the best look. And If the Oilers, if Mike Smith doesn't provide that confidence boost for the Oilers, then it's just not going to happen for them. It really works out of the back for the Oilers. Obviously, we all know that Connor and Leon kind of run the forward group and kind of run the energy for the Oilers. But when it comes to really locking down the rest of the game and winning a full 60, it comes down to the goaltending. And if Mike Smith can be confident and can ride this hot wave that he's on going into the playoffs, the Oilers will do just fine. The second Oiler who needs to step up going into the playoffs or in the playoffs in general is Kyler Yamamoto. Kyler Yamamoto, another guy who's had a very strong second half of the season, especially under Jay Woodcroft. However, and we will get to so many howevers when we go through this list. However, with Kyler Yamamoto last season in the playoffs against the Jets, he was basically non-existent in four games. He had one assist for Kyler Yamamoto last season. And it was nearly invisible. He was nearly invisible. And especially when a lot of the chatter last year around the Oilers were there just wasn't necessarily that secondary scoring. The Oilers needed Kyler Yamamoto to step up for that secondary scoring against the Winnipeg Jets, and it just never happened. Leon Draisaitl led the Oilers last year in the playoffs in goals, and he had two in four games. 5 points in four for Leon. One assist for Kyler Yamamoto. Also for Kyler Yamamoto, when it came to even strength goals for, he was 20th on the team. 20th. That is not a great omen, especially when you're supposed to be out there grinding out pucks, grinding out in the corner, forcing pucks to your best players, which are Leon and Connor. I don't need to tell you much about those two. You got to get the puck to those two. And if you're not doing that, the Oilers are going to lose. And Kyler Yamamoto needs to do that in the playoffs, especially with the crowd. I mean, we saw, as an Oilers fans, we did see Kyler Yamamoto against Columbus. He did have a couple of chances, but he just couldn't put it away. And in the long run, I don't want to say Kyler Yamamoto's breakaways or lack of finishing in the Columbus game cost them the game. But when you're looking at a game where the Oilers were up 2-1 in that game, they could have been up 3-1, 4-1, 5-1 with all the opportunities that they had, and they couldn't put it away. Columbus ended up going on the power play with those too many men penalties, or with that too many men penalty, and they ended up coming back, winning the game. And as Evan Bouchard said, it was kind of a blowout. A lot of the Oilers didn't really expect it. And that's not what you need, especially from a team who is out of the playoffs. The third player or players, I should say, that needs to step up for the Oilers is their defense. Yes, the entire Edmonton Oilers defense. As we did see last night, the Oilers defense did step up. And they did play defense by committee. Brett Kulak certainly stepped up, played for the crest, as many of the Oilers have so far this year, instead of playing for the name on the back. As well, Chris Russell, if Darnell Nurse is out, we could see a veteran guy like Chris Russell, along with Duncan Keith, having those two veteran guys in the lineup. As Jay Woodcroft says, you know what you're going to get out of those two guys. They have been in the league for so long. You know exactly what they're going to give you. And if you need consistency, hopefully those are the guys who are going to give it to you, especially if the goaltending isn't exactly there. Plus, we also have Cody Ceci, who has been excelling under Jay Woodcroft, but how long can that stand? And is this great game with Brett Kulak just a write-off or a one-off going into the playoffs? Does he still need Darnell Nurse? There are a lot of question marks around that defense. Finally, I do have one last. I'm kind of stretching the rules here, but this is my honorable mention for which three Oilers or fourth Oiler needs to step up in the playoffs for the Edmonton Oilers, and that is the Oilers' power play. Yes, last night in the third period, they did go 2-for-2 against the Pittsburgh Penguins. They haven't been too strong recently. They really have not taken over that game that the Oilers really do expect. And for the longest time, have been in the top five in the league. in conversion rate, in percentage, in power play percentage. One of the best power plays in the league, especially when you have two of the best players in the world, possibly one of the best players, if not the best player ever. You got to commit. You got to score. And you really got to take advantage, especially in those games where you can really blow the doors wide open, especially with the Oilers fans behind them with home ice advantage. Again, as Leon said, the Oilers fans are the best fans in the league. And if the Oilers fans can blow that barn, blow the roof off that barn, the Oilers may be next to an unstoppable. And if those three and a half, four things happen for the Edmonton Oilers, we could see a very long run for the Oilers. The Oilers were expecting a very long run from one guy that they ended up making a very expensive trade for, as we will get to our Ghost of Oilers Pass in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about Built Bar. As I say to you, this is normally around the time where I've basically given up on my New Year's resolutions, but not this year. Not this year. No, Built Bar has helped me stick to my resolution of eating right. It almost feels like it's not really a resolution because I actually enjoy these Built Bars. These puffs, they have puffs. They're the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They are fluffy. They are marshmallowy. They're not just a protein bar. They are a treat, and they are covered in 100% real chocolate. Puffs are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They have terrific, yummy flavors, such as yummy cinnamony churro, coconut marshmallow, banana cream pie. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting lost into it. It's so good. These are going to be your new favorite. Go to built.com and scroll down to their macros chart. You'll be blown away, genuinely. High protein, low calories, high fiber, low carbs. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. When you compare that to the regular candy bar that normally has about 240 calories and 30 grams of sugar, it is so much high and away better than those conventional candy bars. They also have mint brownie, coconut almond, and brand new this month, white chocolate cookies and cream. They are all delicious, and new flavors are always coming out all the time. If they think a flavor might be good, they'll make it. It will be delicious, and it will be good for you. At Built Bar, they are all about the taste. They make it delicious first and worry about making it good for you afterwards. And it is always healthy. They always make it healthy. I don't understand how they do it. It is delicious. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order and use the promo code LOCKED15. Yes, 15. To get 15% off at built.com. Let's get to our final period of the day. And every Wednesday, we are going to bring to you the Ghost of Christmas Past. The Ghost of Oilers Past. As I am so, like, my body cringes. That is why I'm kind of hesitantly getting into this section or getting into this period, because this is one that kind of stings for the Edmonton Oilers. What's going to happen for the Ghost of Oilers Pass? I'm going to go into, the Oilers roster vault going into the alumni. I'm going to pick one random Oiler from Oilers Pass and see what they're doing, where they're at. Maybe they're not even retired, or maybe they're retired, excuse me, seeing maybe they have a new company, maybe they have a new job. We shall see. But today's Ghost of Oilers Past does still play, but not in the NHL, not in the AHL, not in the ECHL, not in the KHL, not in the SHL, but the EIHL, Elite Ice Hockey League. And if you haven't guessed where that is yet, that is the UK, the United Kingdom. So have you guessed who it is yet? Okay, I'll give you one more hint. I will give you one more hint. The Edmonton Oilers acquired this guy from the New York Islanders in the same draft that they picked up Connor McDavid in. They ended up trading a pick that they had later on in the draft to the New York Islanders. In fact, they actually traded two picks in that draft to acquire this player. Those two players ended up turning into Matt Barzal and Anthony Beauvillier. Yeah, if you haven't figured out who it is yet, it's Griffin Reinhart. Yes, Griffin Reinhart is playing in the EIHL, former 8th overall pick in the NHL, former Edmonton Oil Kings, who are currently in the first round of the WHL playoffs. If you haven't seen any games yet, please go to Rogers Place and see the Edmonton Oil Kings play. Terrific hockey. Some of the best players in the world. Sebastian Kosha, too, who went in the first round to the Detroit Red Wings. But this isn't about them. This is about Griffin Reinhart, who's playing for the Belfast Giants. Yeah, the Belfast Giants in the EIHL, who are currently in their playoffs as well. In fact, they are playing against the Dundee Stars, where, personally, that is where my cousin plays. He is their captain there. So their next game is on Saturday, the semifinals between the Belfast Giants and the Dundee Stars. I mean, this is also the same league that has produced Liam Kirk. If you haven't heard of Liam Kirk, an Arizona Coyotes prospect who was drafted a couple of years ago, he's the first or one of the first British players. In fact, the other British player also played for the Edmonton Oilers as well. Griffin Reinhart, since leaving the NHL a couple of years ago, he headed to the KHL for the Kunlin Red Star. In the KHL, didn't exactly have the best season over there in 33 games played. No goals for Griffin Reinhart and 2 assists, 2 points for the guy in the KHL. He eventually ended up leaving the KHL and went to the DEL in Germany. A fun league. I will say it's a fun league to see. It's a team that does have CHL or the Champions Hockey League to their name, or they can play in the Champions Hockey League. They played for the Iserlohn Roosters, excuse me, Germany, if I got that wrong, I'm not German. In 22 games played, he had 3 goals, 8 assists for 11 points. Not too bad, but half the amount of games he got a goal. And then this year in Belfast, 53 games played, 3 goals, 29 assists for the kid, 29 assists, 32 points for Griffin Reinhart. If you have any sort of allegiance to the EIHL, or if you know any way to watch an EIHL game, once again, the Belfast Giants and the Dundee Stars do play on Saturday. Unfortunately, as I did just say, Griffin Reinhart is in that game, but my allegiance will be to the Dundee Stars, as my cousin does play on that team. He's their captain, as I mentioned that for the second time. I'm sorry. But that is where we will wrap it up there. The next Oilers game is on Thursday against the San Jose Sharks. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen. For your next listen, check out Locked On Now. Nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining. The Oilers have clinched home ice advantage. They play San Jose on Thursday, finish their season on Friday against the Vancouver Canucks. We shall see you tomorrow. All the best and stay safe.